To order this regular meeting of the New Britain Common Council, July 13th, 2016. The time is 7:43 p.m. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
All the persons. Giantonio.
Here.
Smedley.
Present.
Carlozzi.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins.
Present.
Davis.
Here.
Hargraves.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Pabon.
Here.
Polkowski.
Present.
Rosato.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Sanchez.
Here.
Sanders.
Present.
Salerno.
Here.
15 present, Your Honor.
Thank you. Can we all please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, Mr. Clerk?
O God, our Heavenly Father, you created us in your likeness. We are all one family, brothers and sisters. No one amongst us is better or placed above anyone. You are our true inspiration. You have taught us that all life is precious and meaningful. Throughout history, you have helped us fight against evil and have inspired many to shield, serve, and protect us as your guardian angels. New Britain is blessed with a compassionate community and a caring, dedicated police force. Instill in us love, not hate, compassion, not envy, hard work, not sloth, understanding, not animosity. Purge hatred from our souls and bring unity and serenity to our nation. Enrich our community with common goals. Give us purpose and enforce our values to follow your teachings. Look for the goodness in all and protect us from the temptations of darkness. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I have just a few things that I would like to announce before we get started. And the first, I would like to recognize some individuals that are in the audience with us this evening, because tonight we hosted our annual Chairperson's Night, where we get together all of our chairpersons of all of our city boards and commissions to get together and just kind of have an annual meeting, talk about how things are going, talk about upcoming projects that may be happening on their boards and commissions. So we have several members in the audience tonight. You know, we have almost 30 commissions that represent and cover all facets of city government, and almost all of those commissions were represented at that meeting tonight, and I find that it's extremely important to bring all of our chair people together to talk about ongoing projects within the city in each department that we have, and bounce ideas off one another. These individuals, these committee chairpersons, they volunteer their time. They dedicate a significant amount of their time to help ensure that the projects that we often talk about here around this circle are moving forward. Some of those projects include, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention tonight, the High Voltage Art Program by the Arts Commission, our massive Complete Streets, our Streetscape Project by the Public Works Commission, the redesigning of A.W. Stanley Park, which is headed up by the Parks and Rec Commission, the revision of the merit rules by the Civil Service Commission. And these are just a few of the numerous projects that are currently happening that have to go through all of our city boards and commissions in order to make it happen and become a reality. And I'd like to take the opportunity to just recognize some of those chair people who were here or are still here. I know Howard Dyson from the Police Commission was here. Howard, I'm not sure if there he is in the back. Thank you for your service, Howard. We have Jerry Imodio with us from the City Plan Commission. Thank you, Jerry. Tony Kane is with us from the Civil Service Commission. Mike Koch, who is the chairperson of our Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities. The Honorable Stephen F. Hard from the Arts Commission. We have Patrick Dorsey, who does yeoman's work on the Parks and Rec Board. Thank you, Patrick. Sean Steele with the Parking Commission. Michelle Malinowski with the Historic Preservation Commission. Ronnie Merrill, chairperson of our Fire Commission. Jerry Tucker. Everybody's dying to be on the Fairview Cemetery Commission. We have Alphonse Wright, who's chairman of the Commission on Community and Neighborhood Development. Thank you, Chairman. Peter Scirpo was here. He's the chairman of our Veterans Commission. And Michael Carrier is here, who is chairman of our Charter Revision Commission. And these are just a few of the many that make up all of those that we have. And I'd just like to give them a round of applause and thank them so much for their service. There's also another person in the audience tonight, that we have to recognize, because this is something that we can be extremely proud of. And I'm going to take a moment to embarrass Ariel Lago. Come up. Stand there. We're going to embarrass you. For good reason. So I have to take this time to acknowledge an employee of the city who recently received some statewide recognition. Ariel has been a municipal employee for the city for the past 10 years, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, 10 years. He'd previously worked for the Community Services Department as an HIV coordinator and as a social worker. And in 2014, Ariel took on a new challenge and became a housing inspector for the building department. And he took on this new opportunity with full dedication. He's met all of those challenges with respect, with diligence, with compassion. He was able to use his training in social work to his advantage, and by being able to find common ground on both sides of any issue. And we all know that being a housing inspector, you can certainly run into some difficulties there. But I'm really happy to say that his work did not go unnoticed. And in June, he was named the Housing Code Inspector of the Year by the Connecticut Association of Housing Code Officials.
Thank you, council members, mayor,
yeah.
And also Tim, who I had the pleasure of serving under too.
So we want to present you with a certificate of recognition to award you, congratulate you, and you do such an awesome job for the city. And we want to thank you so much. We like to embarrass people for great things. So thank you, Ariel. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I think that's all. Yes. Okay. So, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. Move to approve the meeting minutes from the special meeting of June 2nd, 2016.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Carlozzi. Any changes, questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Amendments to the agenda.
Thank you, Your Honor. We have several amendments. We have an additional item 9. We have withdraw of item O and item 3. Take item B off of consent and move it to the end of the agenda. So a motion to amend the agenda with the additional 9, O and 3 withdrawn, and B off of consent and to the end of the agenda after number 9.
E off of consent.
Off of consent.
And E also.
We'll do that at consent agenda. Consent. We just have to do this one now because we're moving it to the end.
Okay.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Sanders. Any questions or comments? Everybody got that? We have the addition of Resolution 9. We're withdrawing O and 3, moving item B to the end of the agenda. Good to go?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Clerk.
All the persons, Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes. Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Thank you. Petitions, Mr. Clerk.
Yes. Three petitions, Your Honor. First one is from Alderman Christopher Polkowski. Please conduct a traffic study at the intersection of Greenwood and Monroe Street. Weeks ago, a vehicular accident injured a child riding their bike in the area because a motorist failed to properly stop at the intersection.
Certainly. We'll refer that to the police commission.
Okay. From Alderman Jamie Giantonio. Justin Rosito of Rosito Welding seeks granting of a certificate of location approval from the Common Council in order to allow a motor vehicle general repairs license for property at 395 Allen Street.
We'll refer that to Zoning Committee and to City Plan.
Okay, and the last one's from Alderman Dan Salerno. Please conduct a traffic study to add a crosswalk around the center of Veterans Drive near Shaler Auto Body. There have been complaints of speeding in this area, which hinders pedestrians from safely crossing the street. A crosswalk may provide assistance.
Thank you. To the Police Commission as well.
And that's it, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Alderman Giantonio for our consent agenda.
Thank you, Your Honor. Items off of consent, we already dealt with B, but also E and J. So I make a motion to accept a consent agenda consisting of items A, C, D, F, G, H, I, K, L, M, and N.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno. Any questions or comments on the consent agenda? Mr. Clerk.
Alderpersons Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Start with item E. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept report number E.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a report on the sales of surplus and unrepairable city vehicles. It's an informational report only. However, on the backside, when we do the math, we notice that there's this, the second item, the 96 Ford F-350 XL pickup truck. If we look at the amount sold, there's a number missing. So the second line needs to be corrected to $2,769.89. Which would then total the $58,91.89 on the bottom. So with that correction, I would ask that we accept the report. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Do we want to make it a friendly, or do we want to do the whole formality?
Scrivener's error.
Scrivener's error. All right. We're good. $2,769.89. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item J.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept item J.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno.
Your Honor, at this time I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules to allow the committee to present the Energy Innovation Report.
Is there a second?
Oh, second. Yes.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno. All those in favor of allowing us to give you the report, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I'm going to remove myself, and I know.
I think Dave's going to handle it.
Oh, okay. And at this point, I'd like to ask all the members of the Energy and Innovation Committee to come sit up in the front row, if you'd like. You can help me out there. All right. Thanks. We're going to try to make this as quick and as painless as possible. So I just want to take a few moments to lead this presentation. We've talked a lot about smart city initiatives, about energy and innovation for the city of New Britain, and we talked a lot about this over the last few years. So I decided to put together, with the council's blessing, an energy and innovation committee that has worked hard since January to put together this report that you gave us a time frame to get it to you by July. So here we are, 13 days in. So I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge the members of the committee who helped put this presentation together, and the actual full-page report, which you should receive in your inboxes, if you haven't already, which I think you might have already. They did. Okay. So the members of the committee, besides myself, my chief of staff, Jody Latina, Billy Carroll, who's our city economic development coordinator, our president of the Chamber of Commerce, Tim Stewart, Jim Adams, because we have to have local residents on this, who also happens to be kind of well-versed in transportation issues. We have Kim Valanti, who also represents the Chamber of Commerce, who is also integral in a marketing campaign for the city of New Britain. Alderman Robert Smedley, who, no secret to everybody, is kind of a guru for energy and innovation everything, so we would be lost without his guidance on this. And Mark Moriarty, our Director of Public Works, who will help implement most of these projects that we're talking about today. And not with us, I don't see him as Mike Casella, who works for the state hand-in-hand with the Connecticut Green Bank and Energize CT, who was really integral in providing us with an insight, into all the programs that are available to aid us through the state of Connecticut. And he's also a New Britain resident that we're very proud of, too. So if at any time during this presentation, if any of the members would like to come in and chime in, just just come on up. What is the Energy and Innovation Committee? Why are we here? Kind of talked a little bit about that in January. We wanted to, the council as a whole, wanted to make this New Britain a smart city. So our goal with the committee is to make New Britain's government and the operations that we do here more streamlined through the use of existing and new resources, which will focus on energy-efficient projects to reduce costs that limit the impacts on the environment, the use of technology to enhance the quality and performance and user ability of city infrastructure, and to guide projects for a more sustainable future. All the members that we have, and our goals, which were to provide guidance, get feedback on all of the projects that we have underway. And I think what we realized when we started to get together and meet was that we do have a lot of energy and innovation projects that are already happening. We wanted to identify additional projects that the city could work on in the future. We want to brand New Britain as a smart and sustainable city, and we want to raise awareness to city residents about our smart city goals. So in the report that you have, which is available on the city website, newbritainct.gov/smartcity, if you're interested in reading it for everybody watching, we identified and put section by section. The first section is we titled Inside the Hive, which really deals with everything that's going on within these walls of City Hall. So the first project that we are working on is the city's information technology department. Oh, Adam Pokorsky is on our committee too. Sorry, Adam. Hey, hi, how are you? Walking in at a great time. So we're working on a city website redesign. I don't think it's any secret that the layout that we have now really isn't very user-friendly, and it's not that easy to navigate. So I think it was the first thing that all the members talked about when we started speaking about projects that the website needs some reworking. So the IT department headed by Adam is currently overhauling newbritainct.gov, partnering with the same company, Granicus, that's going to be redoing all of our sound and audio systems in here and upgrading that as well to go live in September of this year. So we're working very hard on providing them with a lot of content and photos to make it a great new website. I talked about the Granicus piece of that. Granicus is the company that we hired to do that. If you look at the City of West Hartford's website, Granicus did the City of West Hartford's website too. It's very, very easy to use, very attractive, and that's what we're the same company that we are using. I spoke briefly about the improvements that are going to be happening here in the City Council chambers. We will be able to do our own in-house video recording, and we're actually trial running that tonight. So, Adam, is it working? So far, so good. But one thing that we always hear is that individuals want to see certain things on the agenda for the City Council, or they want to see certain debates, or only want to look at one resolution. Maybe they don't necessarily want to watch our beautiful faces for the entire meeting. But this would give residents the option to log on, click on the resolution they might want to watch the video for, and be able to get all the information that they need in a much easier way. So hopefully we will be able to go live with that in September as well. And I know Todd Cheney, our clerk back there, will be much happier when we are able to get that done. Also what we're working on inside the building here is one solution, which is a financial management software, which will provide a more streamlined workflow for city finances. This is all the sexy back-end stuff that we have to go through on a daily basis that don't really affect the public, but it makes it easier for us to keep track of what we're spending money on, and it makes it a lot easier for our finance department to function. There's a piece of, we purchased this in October of 2015, but there's a piece of this software too that's very important to the day-to-day operations our employees, and that's an employee online function where any city employee will be able to log on and get all of the information that they need. They can keep track their time online. They can fix, look at their health insurance information online. Everything that they need to do will be on a screen. And this is something that we had talked about when I worked at the state. This is what we had. Everything was at your fingertips, available online to you, and we want to be able to bring that to our employees too, and save on paper, that's for sure. The Board of Education, and I know Smedley may want to
piggyback on this. The Board of Education is doing certainly a lot in terms of energy and innovation, where three schools are looking at seeing upgrades to their lighting fixtures. Slade and Pulaski will have interior and exterior LED retrofits that are going to be done. New Britain High School's having all exterior fixtures replaced with new LED lighting and equipment. And one of the things that we're really most proud of with the Board of Education in terms of energy and innovation is that they've really taken the lead on this, really, really have. And someone who is an employee there is paid to monitor their energy consumption on a daily basis, and it's really made an incredible difference. And I don't know if you want to talk to the extent of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was hired as the energy manager about 5 years ago, as most of you know, for the school district, and we implemented a behavior management approach to saving energy. And over the four-year term, we've been able to reduce the school district's utility usage by 18.5%, which equates to about $2.5 million of cost avoidance. There's a little explanation to that. Cost avoidance is money that you would have spent if you continued to budget the same amount of money. But we've been able to reduce our utility usage. The expected completion dates for the projects, actually, it's kind of funny that this is happening today. 22 classrooms were retrofitted today at Pulaski, and the rest are expected to be completed by the end of this week, and then they'll move to Slade Middle School. They are retrofitting every light fixture inside and out in those two buildings that isn't already LED'd. And then the high school fuel cell is actually manufactured and has been delivered to a parking lot in South Windsor. We are in the permit phase and just waiting for those to be approved by the State Siting Council and then our city. And then they will dig and put our fuel cell in. And I can't wait to take that building off the grid because that's $42,000 a month in electricity alone. Thank you.
Wow. So we hope to replicate everything that the Board of Education is doing here on the city side. And it's been really enlightening to hear all of the wonderful things that the Board of Education is doing in an effort to save money, because we're going to definitely replicate that. Our Section 2 of the report is titled On the Street, so these are projects that are affecting, you know, us on our roads. The first one is our electric vehicle charging stations that was implemented in 2015, so this is already complete and done, and you can find them in our parking garages. The next, we have had extensive discussions about the streetlight purchase and the LED conversions of those streetlights. We hit a little speed bump in this process, so we are still planning to move forward with the purchase of our lights and the conversion to LED. We just have to make sure that the price is right. And we've learned a lot meeting with a lot of different vendors who all seem to have something different to say, so we've called in our CCM membership and put it to good use, calling in their energy expert. As members of CCM, we get that for free, and they're going to help us navigate this process. But we would be saving up to $800,000 a year with this transition to LED streetlights. Also in the On the Street section, we talk about smart pay to park, and this is where Jim Adams really has his opinions. As somebody who frequents and uses many different mobile parking systems throughout the state, it was certainly helpful to have his input on what we could be doing better in our downtown area and in our garages to make it easier and accessible for people, and maybe, you know, take credit cards instead of checks in the garages. So we are entering the 21st century, and part of this was to engage in a full parking study, which we have done. It's currently underway to look at best practices and best uses of our parking system. Currently, we do have the MPay to Park, which is a mobile app that you can download and you can pay on your phone. But we're seeing that it's working, but there's just some things that we could be doing better. And the committee really did a good job with delving deep into what those issues are. Also in the On the Street section is, I'm sorry, Jim, did you want to add anything about that? Okay, all right. Also in the On the Street section, we talk about GPS tracking for our public works operations, and I think everybody on the council is familiar. Maybe those watching at home and here aren't. We purchased the RASTRAC GPS tracking system that provides real-time web-based information about the current location of city vehicles. We have more than 170 miles of streets, and we initially purchased this for our snowplow operations to be able to track where the plows are at what times and how often they're visiting streets. It's all too often that we get the phone calls by residents saying that a plow hadn't come down their street in, you know, all night, and now we'll be able to tell them exactly when they did make the last visit. We're still kind of beta testing it now. The tracking systems have been put in all of the city vehicles, but we're hoping to be ready to go live with it for next snow season. Also in the on the street section, we've got the city fleet management. We hired our first city fleet manager as a result of many of the things that we've discussed here, and I think Director Moriarty may be able to talk to the many successes that the fleet has seen.
Hiring a fleet manager this year was something we were pushing for a long time. Right off the bat, what it enabled us to do is get a complete handle on the size of our fleet of vehicles and equipment, and really set a course for actually not just knowing what we have, but trying to make efforts to reduce both the size of our fleet and our fuel consumption. I know one thing you see as a report tonight is about surplus. Our surplus, we're getting rid of vehicles and making much more money and a much more expedient process. It's been another success. You'll see more as we are going into a capital equipment bond in the fall. But one thing you're going to see with that is that we're not just going to bring you purchase, we're going to bring you how much each department has actually reduced the size of its own fleet. So there's been many successes with that.
That online surplus equipment auction that he stated that we've seen is working, and it's going very well and making our process a lot smoother. That was also part of our on the street section too. Section 3 is titled On the Ground. These are things that we are doing that are actually at the ground level that you can see having an impact on energy and innovation in the city. The first was the Shuttle Metal Reservoir. The solar array that we put up there, everybody remembers this project, quite the massive and most impressive project, which will generate about $2 million in savings for us, providing 1 million kilowatt hours of power annually, and it sits on 2 acres of land up at the water department. Our water department is virtually powering itself right now. Alderman Smedley mentioned the fuel cell technology that we've been looking into, where we are currently going to install a fuel cell at New Britain High School so that heat that's generated during that chemical reaction process is going to be used to supplement hot water boilers or heat in the building. So it's virtually going to take New Britain High School off the grid. We're looking at identifying other sources for this as well. And the on-the-ground section is also the reservoir up at the quarry. And we talked a lot about providing a sustainable, fresh drinking water supply for New Britain and surrounding towns for 100 years to come. And we're currently undertaking an environmental feasibility study to look at the potential environmental impacts and the feasibility of doing this. So that study will be completed in the fall of 2016, hopefully by November. Section 4, we titled In the Air. Cell towers and public Wi-Fi access and cameras are on that list. The committee had extensive discussions about cell towers. We currently have 4 cell towers around the city, and we're looking to partner with a firm to market, develop, and manage properties for hosting these wireless communications, which can also be a potential revenue source for the city. And we identified some possible future sites for cell towers to capitalize on the ones that we already have. The public Wi-Fi access and the cameras. In the coming months, Wi-Fi hotspots are going to be placed throughout the downtown area, and have to thank Adam Pokorski and the IT department for their insight in really moving this project together and the funding that came for it through this city council. Thank you, guys. So we'll be having Wi-Fi hotspots throughout the downtown area with free internet access for residents and visitors, providing, you know, we'll be able with this to provide important information to those who are using it during emergencies. We'll be done with just the downtown area by the fall. We're also adding monitoring cameras to high traffic areas in order to monitor crime, monitor motor vehicle accidents, just really make the community safer so we have a better tie into what's going on in those intersections at all hours of the night. Section 4 also addresses our traffic light alignment project. This project is very extensive. I don't know if Mark wants to touch on it again, but basically what we're going to be doing is we received a $3 million grant $3 million grant. That means not city money, grant money. In the winter of 2016 to modernize and upgrade our downtown traffic signals. So this is going to improve traffic flow, reduce idling time for motorists, and cut down on carbon emissions. And we're going to be establishing a centralized management system here in City Hall, which will have multiple benefits, meaning we'll have the ability to regularly monitor and adjust traffic signals. So if we know that there's going to be a lot of traffic downtown because of an event at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, we'll be able to make sure that those traffic signals are aligned and really getting people through. And also, if you're driving through at a time when traffic isn't that busy, you're going to have green all the way, which doesn't mean you can't do the speed limit, but you will get through a lot faster and much quicker. So that expected completion date of that is the fall of 2018. There's two very extensive phases to that. Do you want to add anything? We're good. All right. Fabulous. Those are a little bit harder for me to talk about. I really don't know the ins and outs of them. I have to say, being on this committee, I think we all learned a lot about projects that we definitely weren't well-versed in, but we were regularly visited by experts in different areas to talk about, you know, trash-to-energy facilities we came up with a lot of recommendations, and there was a lot of good conversations that we had, and I wanted to talk about some of those recommendations today. And what we realize that we need to do is we need to obtain a detailed inventory and benchmark of all of our sources and uses of energy throughout the city, a very detailed itemized list. So we're going to be looking to partner with our energy consultants to start doing that. We need to create energy management initiatives for city facilities to mirror the successes of the Board of Education and all the successes that they have had. We would like to explore housing a trash-to-energy facility in New Britain, somewhere in the city limits that the city could utilize. We're seeing a trash crisis really start to happen where the amount of money that we're having to pay just to get rid of our trash is skyrocketing and looking to double, if not triple, in the next couple of years alone. And that means that our prices are going to go up, and we've got to figure out how to pay for that. If we could find a location in the city somewhere that we could really house this trash to energy facility, it would be a win-win for us. On that same front, we want to look at a smart trash program, which we are actually a pilot for the state. The entire state is looking to become a pay-as-you-throw state. I know West Hartford is going through the same process. We'll be going through this process. There's other towns of all different sizes and populations throughout the state that are going through this too, sponsored by Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. So we would like to encourage the community to look into that. We want to continue the exploration of efficient energy projects using light retrofits and HVAC upgrades to city buildings. We would like to create a smartphone app for 311 quality of life issues residents need help with. So if you are looking to take a picture of a pothole on your street, we want you to be able to take a picture of it on your phone through some type of City of New Britain app, and it automatically gets sent to the Public Works Department to address it, generating an automatic email and then generating a work order too, so that when that work is completed, the resident will receive a message back letting them know that the work has been done. We went to visit a facility in Danbury that does this, and it's extremely successful, and residents and citizens love it. So we'd like to explore the creation of that. Where Billy Carroll comes in is we want to create a green business program and give our businesses in town some incentives to really have energy efficient measures and try to give them some type of reward. We think that that would certainly be a boost to business. And we want to continue to meet quarterly to guide our city leaders and partners with best practices, because it's an ever-changing industry. Every time we turn around, you know, 6 months from now, something in this energy industry could be completely different that we have to adapt to. And one thing that we realize, even with the 6 months, that 7 months that we've been together, is that technology is ever-changing. So I would like to, I mean, obviously we can open it up for questions. You have the copy of the report. I'm really proud of the work that the committee was able to do and the recommendations we were able to put forward. We certainly have a lot that's happening in the city in terms of energy and innovation. I don't know if many people realize how much we have going on. And we're making big strides to reduce our carbon footprint and make us a much more vibrant and an energy efficient community. And I just want to thank the members of the committee for the hard work that they've put on. It's not over yet. We're not done meeting. I'm sorry. You're not off the hook yet. but, I mean, we'd be happy to open it up for questions if anyone has one. If not, we'll be back at you with some updates on this. quite some time from now. Thank you. Cool, thanks.
Your Honor, motion to return to regular order.
Second.
Second by Alderman Salerno. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. We are returned to order at 8:18 p.m. My pen somewhere, but luckily I have another one.
So, Your Honor, I think there's already a motion on the floor to accept and adopt, and thank you for the wonderful vote.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. The motion is on the floor to accept. We had a second by Alderman Salerno. All those in favor of accepting the report signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. Motion to accept and adopt resolution number one.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno.
Thank you, Your Honor. This item has to do with changing the time that our meetings start. Currently, the way things are written, public participation starts at 7. If public participation lasts 3 minutes, we have to wait to 7:30 to start our regular meeting. This change will allow the stated meeting time of the public participation to be 7 and the council meeting to be 7:05 to allow us to streamline our process. One thing I would like to note, Mr. Clerk, as a Scrivener's error, in section 2-22, there is a part where 7 o'clock is struck out and 7:05 is in there. That should be 7 o'clock. So we could just make a Scrivener's correction. And that's basically saying that the public participation starts at 7 and the meeting time is 7:05. And this was sent to committee and discussed and sent back favorably, and I urge adoption.
Thank you very much, Alderman Giantonio. This was seconded by Alderman Salerno. Any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number two, Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number two.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Rosato.
Thank you, Your Honor. This has to do with amendments to the rules of the Civil Service Commission. This came before the committee. The Civil Service Commission has been working on making some changes to their rules for quite some time now. There was a good discussion at the committee meeting. A number of questions were asked, Your Honor. We're going to move forward at this time. There was some question on one or two of the items, and the chairman was here as well as personnel director, and they said that they would clear up some pieces of the language. But there have been enough good changes made that we want to move forward at this time and accept this. Okay. And I'm looking forward to the additional changes coming before us in the not-too-distant future. So I urge its adoption.
Thank you very much, Alderman Colosi. Any questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 3 was withdrawn, so we'll move on to item 4, which is Alderman Naples.
Your Honor, I move to accept and adopt resolution number 4.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Polkowski.
This involves adopting a hazard mitigation plan update for a plan that was developed by the Central Connecticut Regional Planning Agency, which New Britain used to be part of before it got dissolved a couple years ago. It's a very long-range plan. It goes to 2021. Now we're moving into the format that the Capital Region Council of Governments uses, and the important thing is if we ever have to implement this kind of a plan, this enables us to get federal funds. So I urge adoption.
Thank you very much, Alderman. Any questions or comments on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 5, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. Motion to accept and adopt resolution number 5.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno.
Thank you, Your Honor. Resolution number 5 has to do with the city accepting a $10,000 grant to establish a tax increment financing district or a TIF district in downtown. Basically, what a TIF district is it allows the city to go after monies that can then be used by developers as a short-term loan to spur development in our downtown area. So this is the city accepting a $10,000 grant, and then the city will be matching that grant with $7,500 coming from the city and $2,500 coming from the downtown district to match that $10,000, giving us $20,000 to conduct a study on the feasibility of creating such a district. It's a great idea. It would, if everything works and we get that in place, it'll certainly spur development in downtown, and I urge acceptance.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? This is a $20,000 project as a whole. So it's a $20,000 project from the Connecticut Main Street Center, which requires a $10,000 match from the city. And our downtown district is really stepping up to the plate and putting in $2,500. And our downtown district is also running point on this project, too. And Jerry Modio has been meeting with Connecticut Main Streets to really facilitate this entire thing. So we thank Jerry and the downtown district for really being a part of this, as it has an opportunity to provide incentives for many future developments that we'll see in the downtown area. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Alderman Smedley.
Motion to accept resolution number 6.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a grant through the American Savings Foundation. Something similar has been before us before for the Become Pals project. This will be $30,000 direct to that project. And it will establish a program at De Loretto Elementary School. And this will create the after-school program to increase opportunities to build trust between students and the police department. This was talked about as part of our All-American City. There's another city involved in that demonstrated this at that conference, and we are seeking to model it as well. And I do urge adoption.
Thank you very much, Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. At this time, I'd also want to point out that the Police Athletic League over near De Loretto will be involved in this particular project. I think it's important that people understand a little bit about what's happened over at PAL. Years ago, when I was a young kid, PAL was very, very integral in the community. There was a short period of time, not all that long ago, when there was some question in terms of the viability of the continuation of the PAL program. But I do want to make a shout-out to Chief Wardwell and Officer Barry Hertzler because they have put a lot of energy into that program and making sure that it is a success. And I think any time you go there in the fall now on a Sunday and you see what's going on up at Osgood Park in the Powell Building, that building is occupied often for those kids. So I want to thank publicly Chief Wardwell for his support of the Powell program, and for Officer Hertzler, who's there and dedicates his time to working with those kids. It's a great program, and I'm happy to see that it was not lost not that long ago. It faced possibly being closed down. So thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Giantonio.
Your Honor, motion to accept and adopt resolution number 7.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno.
Thank you, Your Honor. Resolution number 7 is the acceptance of the Charter Revision Commission's report on their findings. This does not set the questions that will be on the ballot. That will be handled at our next meeting. But this is just accepting the report that they put forward, and I thank them for all their hard work. Mike, thank you. Thank you. I urge acceptance.
And if anyone has any questions about it, our wonderful chairman, Mike Carrier, is here, and also our representatives are here if they have any legal questions, which we hope there are none right now. We better have figured all that stuff out by now. Otherwise, Mike, we're coming for you. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I just want to be clear that what we're doing tonight works with the setting of the questions that we plan on doing in August. Is that correct?
Correct.
So this does not have anything to do with how the questions will be on the ballot in November. Am I correct?
Right.
Thank you very much. I just want to put that on the record and be clear about that. Thank you.
You got that, because we will have a bipartisan meeting to talk about what the questions should look like.
As always, Your Honor. Thank you.
It's true. It's important. Any other questions or comments on the accepting the report of the hard work of the Charter Revision Commission? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Your Honor, a motion to accept and adopt item number 8.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno.
Thank you, Your Honor. It's kind of awesome to be standing here presenting resolution number 8. What this has to do with, if you follow the mayor on Facebook, you might have seen her video or articles in the newspaper, but this has to do with the redevelopment of the old police station property at 125 Columbus Boulevard. In partnering with POCO Partners, we put out a RFP for bids and got 3 back, one of which was head and shoulders above the others, and that was POCO Partners. What they are proposing is mixed-use development there with 2 5-story L-shaped buildings, 168 residential units, a courtyard, and then a mix of commercial, retail, and office space on the first floor. This is a $58 million investment in our community. You know, I commend the mayor and everyone involved in these development opportunities for being out there and marketing our city and explaining to the rest of the state and the country what we already know, that this is a great place to be. And we're seeing that with all these development opportunities. You know, POCO Partners has done many of these projects all throughout the tri-state area. They're a very well-respected company, and, you know, I look forward to the day that the first shovel hits the ground. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments on this? Alderman Pabon.
What are we getting for that, for the 2.6 acres? How much?
What's in front of you tonight is to allow me to negotiate with them.
Oh, you're going to negotiate, huh?
So then I come back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. Exactly. That was my question. This is to negotiate, and then when we finally get to that negotiation place, then they'll come before the council again and go to committee for the actual sale.
Yeah.
So I want to just speak a little bit about POCO Partners. If anyone has any wants to do a little bit of looking at what they've done, they have a project right here in Southington, not too far from us, on River Road. That's been in the news lately with New Britain just a little bit. They have a program in Bridgeport, and they have a program in a building in Norwalk. Those have been more renovations of some historical sites. The difference will be that ours will be a brand new building. And I think it's awesome that someone thinks highly enough of New Britain, realizes the importance of what we can offer to spend $58 million. So I look forward to seeing this progress and move forward and their drawings and et cetera. So I hope these negotiations go well, Your Honor. And I will support this. Thank you.
Wish me luck. It should be important for us to add and for us to note that the State Department of Economic and Community Development and Commissioner Catherine Smith and Deputy Commissioner Tim Sullivan and the Governor's Office have been incredible partners in allowing this site to even be cleared. This was a brownfield remediation site, the old police station. There was a lot of work that had to go in to actually get that the money to be able to knock the building down, clean up the site, haul off the hazardous waste. Director Malinowski has done an incredible job overseeing that project to get us to this point today, and I know he is grinning from ear to ear with this resolution tonight. But it has been a very long time coming, and we're certainly looking forward to having a fabulous partnership with POCO. Any other questions or comments on this? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Alderman Polkowski.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to accept and refer resolution number 9 to the licensing subcommittee.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you. This is actually to issue the license for the Dzięki Festival for the Polish Council of Greater New Britain. The festival is happening Saturday and Sunday, August 27th and 28th. What Dzięki is basically a celebration of the harvest and coming from an immigrant Polish families in the farming community. This is something that's near and dear to my heart, and I urge acceptance. Well, actually, referral.
Referral.
But thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Alderman. Any questions or comments on the Dzięki license? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Your Honor.
Sorry, guys, we're not free yet. Alderman Giantonio.
Motion to accept and adopt Item B.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Sanders.
Thank you, Your Honor. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to break and go into executive session, taking with us all members of the council, the mayor, Jody Latina, and Justin Dorsey from the mayor's office, and Corporation Counsel Gennaro Bizarro for the purpose of discussing item B.
Second.
You need to specify what item
which
B is.
Which is a settlement of a suit against the city of New Britain.
Yeah, lawsuit.
Thank you very much. Do I have a second on that?
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno. All those in favor of executive session.
Roll call, Your Honor.
Oh, sorry.
All the persons, Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Okay. At 8:33 p.m., we are entering into executive session. We should return momentarily.
Your Honor, motion to return to regular order.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno. We're all in favor, right?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're back to order at 8:54 p.m. The Your Honor, motion.
I'll restate my motion to accept and adopt item B.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salvio.
Your Honor.
Oh. Sanders.
Just want to make a note that Alderman Sanchez had to leave.
Yeah. Oh, let the record reflect Alderman Sanchez has left for this vote. Motion on the floor. Any questions or comments on anything? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
There you go.
All right. Sooner or later.
Seconded by Alderman Sanders, seconded by Alderman Collins. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned at 8:55 p.m.